After a week of listening to the two relaxation exercises, you may be ready to learn additional techniques. By the way, if you live with someone, they may be very worried about you, and they may also get a lot of benefit from relaxation. Keep practicing your favorite method at least once a day if you can, and perhaps add a new exercise too.
Diaphragmatic breathing. Try this experiment. Lie down on the bed or floor, loosen off your belt, maybe undo your zipper a little so that there's nothing tight around your stomach. Now put your right hand on your stomach and your left on your chest. All I want you to do is breathe. So take a few breaths. Now, which way did your stomach move when you breathed in? If it went in when you breathed in, that's wrong. It should go out when you breathe in. If you're not sure, just try it again. Maybe your stomach didn't move at all. Did the hand on your chest move? If it did, I'm afraid that's wrong too. When you breathe in, your stomach should go the opposite way to your breath, out. When you breathe out, your stomach should go in a bit. Confused? Try again. Ready to take a breath. Breathe in, stomach out. Breathe out, stomach sinks in a bit. If you've been breathing wrongly for a while, you may think I've got this the wrong way round. That's certainly what I thought the first time I was told about this. But imagine a child asleep in its cot. How does it breathe? When it breathes in, its tummy goes out a bit, and when it breathes out, its tummy goes in. And most importantly of all, its chest hardly moves. We all started out breathing like this, so why do so many of us do it wrongly now? There can be many answers. Years of stress or of always rushing everywhere, wearing tight clothing, deliberately holding our stomach in to look a bit better, a lack of exercise, or a long period of illness. However it happens, as we get older, most of us start to breathe like this. Now you may be thinking, well, so what? As long as you can get enough air in, what does it matter how you breathe? The answer is that breathing like this sets off the release of adrenaline. Adrenaline thickens the blood and raises the blood pressure. Also, breathing like this directly affects the rhythm of the heart. Another problem is that when we're under stress, we tend to breathe like this even more, and our breathing may even shift entirely to the chest. This is called hyperventilation, and it can cause chest pain, nausea, feelings of tiredness or of faintness. When you correct this habit, you automatically become a more relaxed person. Now, you may have done it right just now, but it may be that you only breathe like this at stressful times. For example, when you're angry or getting impatient, or you're worried about something, or you're in pain. So the next time you're under any stress or feeling unwell, especially if you feel dizzy or faint, or you get a chest pain, check how you're breathing. If your stomach went the right way and your chest hardly moved, congratulations. You might like to improve your technique even more by listening to the advanced breathing exercises after this next bit. But if, like mine used to, your stomach went the wrong way, or if your chest did all the breathing, please listen to this next part. You should be lying on your back with nothing tight around your stomach. Put one hand on your chest and the other on your stomach. Now breathe in, and as you do, push your stomach slightly out. Feel it filling with air. Then to breathe out, let your stomach fall back, and maybe pull it in just slightly. Try this at your own speed a few times. The problem for most people is that their stomach muscles are a bit lazy, and so they don't breathe out enough. So you may need to deliberately pull your stomach in and maybe up into your chest a little each time you breathe out. Just practice a few more times. Now, just to make things more complicated, while you're doing this, try and keep your chest as still as possible. If it moves at all, it should be the end of the in-breath and at the beginning of the out-breath. It's not always easy to see if this is happening, so you may like to get someone to help you with it. That's all there is to it, except one thing, practice. Try and find the rhythm that feels good and comfortable for you. If when you're practicing breathing like this you begin to feel dizzy, it's because you're taking in too much air, so breathe more shallowly. Your stomach may be hardly moving at all, but as long as you feel it move even slightly in the right direction, then for now that's good enough. When you do get it right, you'll feel that it makes you calm and relaxed. The main thing is your chest should remain still. I know only too well that breathing this way may feel really peculiar at first, and it often takes months of practice to get it right. So just like the relaxation, don't despair, keep at it. It will start to happen right. Practice a little each day by doing a couple of minutes of this exercise before your relaxation session. Another good time to do it is every night when you're lying in bed just before you get to sleep. Try and notice your breathing during the day. Once you become aware of it, you can correct it. If your clothes are too tight, you'll need to let them out a bit or wear a tracksuit or something with an elasticated waist. You know, one of the reasons that Victorian women were forever fainting and were so delicate and easily upset was because their corsets were so tight that they had to hyperventilate almost all the time.